So let's look at a classic example of a compilation, a daily newspaper that incorporates articles from third parties such as independent journalists and newswire organizations. On this slide, you can check out the New York Times homepage. We have to look ahead here for a moment because we'll cover the question of works for hire later in the semester. For now, note this. A work created by an employee for their employer is a work for hire owned by the employer. So if a reporter is employed by the New York Times, the Times is the copyright author of any articles that reporter writes. But the Times also publishes articles by freelance journalists and by newswires such as the Associated Press that are not Times employees. These are not works for hire, and the Times does not own the copyrights in those articles without an assignment. But the Times did select these independently created articles for inclusion in the paper, and also arranged where in the paper they would appear. In addition to the copyright in any content created by Times employees, then, the Times also holds copyright in the selection and arrangement of the collection of articles that appears in this edition of the paper. So now let's say the Times included an article from an independent journalist for which it failed to obtain copyright permission. Would that journalist be able to shut down the entire edition of the paper unless that article is removed? The answer is no. That journalist may have a claim for injunctive relief to have her particular article removed, as well as a claim for money damages, but there are still plenty of other arrangement and selection decisions the Times made for that edition of the paper as to which the Times retains a valid copyright. It's easy to remove the one infringing article without significantly affecting the integrity of the remainder of the collective work. Instead of this example of infringement by the Times, let's say someone else, we'll call him Abel, copies and redistributes the independent journalist article from the Times without the Times' permission. Has Abel infringed any copyright belonging to the Times? The answer is probably not. The Times does not hold any copyright in that individual article without an assignment. Abel did not copy the Times' selection and arrangement of articles. He copied this one article. If there's any infringement, it is as to the author and copyright holder in that article. I did, though, use that lawyerly weasel phrase, probably not. Did Abel select this article and arrange it with other articles that produce a selection and arrangement substantially similar to the edition of the Times in which the article first appeared? That's possible, though not likely, unless Abel also infringed on copyrights in works for hire, that is, in other articles held by the Times. More likely is that the Times obtained an exclusive license or an assignment from the independent journalist, which would mean the Times does have a right to sue for infringement over that one article. But that would be a case of transfer of ownership, and we'll cover transfers later in the semester.